In a lot of schools and homes, kids get gold stars for doing good things all day. In Vermont, early educators themselves are reaching for stars to get top rating from the state. That will be challenging for 23-year-old Katie Jackson, who provides childcare in her home.
We're going to go this way, though.
It's a raw, rainy day, and five children are racing up and down Jackson's covered front porch on the outskirts of Springfield. The youngest is a baby crawling amid the runners. The oldest is five, headed for kindergarten next year. As soon as the rain lets up, the kids head to the backyard swing set. Katie Jackson jogs after them.
I love being my own boss. I love being able to do my own schedule and have my own business.
Jackson doesn't have a college degree, but she did complete six classes at Community College of Vermont's Child Care Apprenticeship Program. Her program has earned two out of a possible five stars from the state. She hopes to improve her rating by working with a more experienced provider named Rachel Hunter. Hunter's five-star home-based program in Springfield has met all the licensing criteria to provide early education for the Springfield School District. Hunter also works for a nonprofit group mentoring other child care providers in the area to earn stars in teacher training, interaction with children, and assessment methods. At Hunter's house, five preschoolers dive into a costume box in a room brimming with books. There's a felt board calendar and a poster with class rules. On one wall, bins hold a neatly organized supply of educational materials.
Everything we do is play-based. We have set times of the day that we have certain activities. They know what's going to happen. They know that there's circle time with set expectations and classroom rules.
They know, for example, to get their seat cushions when it's time for a story.
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly.
Hunter started her own program to get her daughter out of a dangerous childcare setting. But these days, she says, the STARS system is weeding out bad apples in the Springfield area.
We have 100% STARS enrollment between registered home providers and center-based programs as well. It's just amazing. And you can see the program increasing in the pride of the providers.
Not far away, at Springfield's Elm Hill Primary School, first graders are waiting in the cafeteria to catch a bus home. Gladys Collins coordinates preschool education, helping private childcare programs raise standards. She says those partnerships empower local business. Collins says a recent survey shows 51% of Elm Hill students are prepared to tackle kindergarten. That's 2% over the state average.
It may not look like a lot to some people, but if you go back to before we had pre-K, we were at 20% readiness in all five domains.
The five domains are social and emotional development, communication, physical health, cognitive development, and approaches to learning. To help kids reach those goals, Springfield does not have its own preschool. Instead, it provides vouchers for about 10 licensed private centers. Currently, though, many home-based childcare programs do not meet state quality benchmarks for pre-K. To qualify, teachers must have a college degree or comparable training in child development, and the curriculum must be aligned with Vermont's early learning standards. But state education officials admit that as demand for preschool rises, more home-based caregivers may be needed. Here's Education Secretary Rebecca Holcomb at a press conference to mark the signing of a new law requiring all districts to offer some pre-K.
We can't do this alone. We can't do this just in the public sector. The private sector can't do it alone. We have to work together and find ways to provide viable, meaningful, sustainable solutions for all our kids.
Holcomb says that means private and public child advocates working together to bring high-quality early education to children in every community of the state. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.